Okay, you guys. You are now about to do your very first, what we call on Not Another Podcast, a first viewing commentary. What that is you watch a movie and you talk about it as you watch it and you react naturally. Today's movie is a very special movie to several of us in the room. And we're going to go around and introduce everyone because I am the only Not Another Podcast member who is actually here. Our regular friend and special guest and superstar, because she brought deviled eggs. And she can't... Because you know the way to our hearts.
That's not true. We didn't bring food last time.
No, I had the cupcakes. They had the cupcakes the day before.
Yeah, she's only allowed to come on when she brings food.
I literally know that I'm only allowed over in this household for this.
Come to think about it, I did bring back in the box, didn't I?
Yeah, he did. So, to my immediate right. Yeah, that's you. Introduce yourself so people know your voice.
I'm Scott.
And coming around with a delicious drink.
Try not to chug it this time, genius.
Who's... Well, introduce yourself.
Why? You always do it. I never have to.
Well, today's
always
different.
Always are here, damn it. Shut up and do it.
So that's shut up and do it. And we have two very special guests.
Damn it, knock it off.
Say hello, damn it.
Hello.
And knock it off.
Sup.
Or as I call them, thing one and thing two.
Thing one and thing two. And we are watching an extremely special movie that these two have never ever seen, and how they've lasted, gone through their entire lives and not seen this movie. I blame you. That's bad parenting.
They don't live with me, so I can't.
I don't care. That's not an excuse.
You know what? Fuck off. I didn't see it until I lived with you.
Yes, but you saw it.
They're seeing it now before the age I was.
Okay, you got me there.
Aw, shut up. Oh.
Okay, so today's movie is a classic from the 80s?
Late 80s, yeah.
It's late 80s, though. I think it's like 88 or 89.
I believe it was made in 86.
Well, the case is right there. Let's find out.
You eat. I'll look. I'm good at this.
I'm not even going to say the title. I'm just going to let it play.
1988.
Haha, I was closest.
What did you say?
I said 88 or 89. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I only said like late 80s. You actually said a specific date?
And we're waiting for the movie to
get
going.
Why does everything always have to be childproof at your house?
I don't know.
How do you get into anything?
That's the way Brie keeps it from James.
Exactly.
Never mind, that answers it. My bad, sorry.
If you're listening to this, you probably don't want to watch the movie. Or you've seen it. So, just listen to this hysterical. This is kind of like that YouTube channel Kids React To.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, it's a first viewing commentary and a Kids React To. This silence brought to you by the FBI.
You did not let them out.
I don't remember if you're going to say anything. You don't like
it. Totally. Remember, damn it, knock it off. Rule number two. It's starting. When you asked me if we could do this, CJ, I wanted to watch the movie so bad.
I know, you and I both.
I was like, no, I'll wait. Suzanne Snyder, does anyone of the grown-up variety know what other movie she's in?
I didn't know that we were going to have no. Trivia, damn it.
Suzanne Snyder,
she's
the only...
I know the name, I can't think of the movie.
The only other movie that I know her from is Weird Science.
I was just saying, Yeah.
We watched the music video for this. On the mic, dumbass.
Hey,
careful. You got wires and everything behind you. You got cheese on your
saving it for later.
She's on my shoulder. I just love that the burger joint, the first thing you see in this movie is a burger joint called Big Top Burgers.
Should I be worried?
Yeah.
Just keep watching. You'll enjoy it.
Okay. If you're not afraid of clowns, you will never be again.
I was about to ask, is this a horror movie?
I think it's supposed to be.
Wow, it's like the funniest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Technically, when it came out, yes, it was a horror movie.
Was it really?
Yes. Well, technically, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes was a horror movie until it actually hit theaters and everybody was laughing.
Yeah, that's what we have for.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Ah! Christopher Titus.
Yep. Hello, Titus!
Oh my god. Forgot he was in here.
For all of, like, 2 seconds. I would kill for one of those beers. That white can with the block lettering that just says beer.
You know what? The next time I go see Titus, I want to print out a screenshot of that and make him sign it. Yeah. I got to do 2, though. 1 for my brother.
3.
For you.
I would just love to be there for his reaction. Look at that RX-7.
Ooh, a gremlin.
Is that a gremlin or a rabbit?
Oh, no, that's a Scirocco.
Oh, we're a boat one. The Chiodo brothers. You know they're trying to reboot this?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Into a TV series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like...
No. And in fact, they've got a good portion of the original cast already signed up if it makes it.
So classy.
Microphone. Chuckles. Microphone.
No, that's
what
not
the
that.
Heck? Oh my god. I forgot about these.
Fudgy Wudgy is like 300 in Vegas.
The Lick of Stick's only $25.
Yeah, but you can get one for $10 down the street, so.
Oh, well, you can probably get one cheaper on 82nd.
What the hell are they doing? That's the introductory.
That's the introductory rate one.
But a Fudgy Wudgy costs you extra.
Hey, what are you guys trying to pull here?
Look at that hair.
Look how well she is looking at the optical look.
She's not just looking at it. She's deep-throating that thing.
What kind of girls do you think we are?
Why do you think they picked him up?
Well, look at that popsicle. They know what kind of girl you are.
That's a lick'em stick.
Yeah. Okay, but look at the shape of the red one when she pulls it down. Tell me she's not practicing. It had that perfect, like,
I love that they leave the mic on.
Hey, what's playing? Yes, the perfect equipment extra to your car, a white rod or raft to lay on.
It's either that or a mattress.
I'm trying to explain the mattress to your parents versus the white rod raft.
Well, if picking up your date with a mattress in the back of your van. Wait, where are you going? The date hasn't even started.
In other words, you've tried that, haven't you?
Guess I'm going to go get a Fudgy Wudgy.
It's not so much the mattress in the back, it's the ropes hanging from the corners. You don't even have to do that. See, there's ties on there you can use.
Look, the Little Dipper.
That's what she said.
Who turned on the hair dryer?
She kind of looks like Gina Davis.
Wow, check that out.
Really? That's what he's going to do? I don't think so.
I love this guy.
I love the dog.
I realized it was him, too. He really likes Space Invader movies.
Boo!
I realize that's the same. right-hand guy from the movie Space Invaders. It is. The one they mess up is end up fertilizing his property at the end of it.
I'm really laughing because you can't hear it.
Dog. And tacos.
Hell, I think it's the same dog.
They filmed it the day after this. Ruin your whole evening. Please.
No, but your chances of getting laid are now.
Well, he did tug on her top.
Come on. Which is like an apron.
Take the champagne with us,
yeah.
Like hopefully we won't get stopped for open container.
Hell, back then there was no open container law.
Okay, you didn't even have to put paper bag around it.
No.
Stop laughing at me, Cody.
Okay, keep your mics close by. Cody.
Pretend it's a fudgy wudgy.
I don't know how to respond to that.
That gives me hope for him.
Drink.
I know.
I've never seen one that looked like this one before. You've never been to Cirque du Soleil before.
Could you imagine how his brain would have been for that?
Well, I don't know, Pooh. I don't know, Pooh. You know, there's something kind of peculiar around here. Where is everybody? They're all sleeping, around. Dumbass. Where's the dang ticket booth? It's around the corner.
Ticket booth.
Well, he gonna die.
It's like fishing for dog in the woods.
Pooh Bear?
Pooh Bear?
Pooh Bear?
Where is that dog?
Humping a tree.
Getting humped by the clown.
Someone left their handkerchief here.
Well,
geez,
Scooby,
don't figure it out. What is happening around here?
Nothing.
Nothing? Old guys.
Old guys. Why would he punch a tent? Where's my gold? Where's my Pooh Bear?
Inside.
I'm tearing this thing apart with my bare hands.
Remember, kids, don't cross the streams. Why is his crotch smoking
and
not his
hand? Oh, look. They're just back.
Hello. Good old Crescent Cove Police Station.
Probably one of the most messed up things I've ever seen.
Oh, it gets better.
No, it's not Bill Paxton.
No, for a second there, I thought that was the one dude off of Drew Carey show.
Lewis?
No.
Yeah, not Lewis, the other one.
Oswald. No, he's got too much hair, or not enough hair to be Oswald.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yeah, Dave. Mooney's an asshole.
He's an asshole in everything.
Yeah,
pretty much.
These kids are history. Unless you want to read. have the same training?
What, both of them?
Yeah, they're both
no,
cops, right?
The one guy is 1910, and the other guy is a little more current.
Well, he's going to put the rest of them on double secret probation.
Check out that Bronco.
Oh, that's a Jimmy.
Oh, I really wanted a Jimmy when I was around 16.
Cody's still trying to figure out his Jimmy.
Hey, look, he's a rabbit. Now he's a frog. It's like you're having a balloon.
We must go many moons. That was my stripper name.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, nothing ever good happens when you go into the woods at night.
What the hell is he holding?
I was about to ask that.
Well, here's a better question. Plot hole, where did it come from? Because they just left the truck and he had nothing in his hands.
Yep.
He just found it.
Why no one knows what it is.
No.
It's like all the Disney characters, they just randomly pull it out from behind them.
Yeah.
Don't you know they have secret pockets? Don't worry, Disney for me.
I can do that easily.
Stop it.
You will be murdered twice.
That's just my worry.
Mm-hmm. She will dig you up and kill you again.
Just depends on which Disney movie you want me to murder.
All of
hey,
them.
Hey, CJ. Can I have more meat?
Is that on the mic? Please tell me that was on the mic.
I hope so. I told them anything they say must be on mic. Oh, look. The door's open.
Let's go in the dark tent in the middle
of
the forest.
Don't go in there. It's dark. He is not getting any tonight. That's just less we have to put away later. New Wave European Circus Fantastique.
Your circus lady's been doing it all wrong.
Yeah. They should have named themselves Circus Fantasia.
Sure.
They call that a hermaphrodite, dumbass. I've been to that store. Great place for floppy shoes and rubber noses. Up.
I don't know. The prices at Clown Stravaganza is much better.
I love Clown Stravaganza. But that's really for
that's where
elite.
Alex buys her makeup. It's not her fault. Her mom loves that place.
Keep waiting.
Really.
I keep waiting for them to say anything, but nothing.
How in the world?
To see if they're alive.
How in the world did he even guess the password to get in there?
There was no password. He just
wasn't a little horn.
He just pressed buttons.
Oh yeah.
Don't try and figure it out.
This is way back when they didn't have the password protect everything.
There was no parental lock.
Nothing to hide.
Sure, a missile silo.
Okay, no missile.
Yeah. I love how they come in on the ground floor, and in the middle of it, there's like a 50-level freaking hole all of a sudden.
Sure we are. Nothing. But it can't be good. Let's go in this door! Because the first one worked so well.
See, we went in the green door. Now we went in the pink door. We came out of a white one.
Now I think the door was white. It's just lit pink on the other side.
Cotton candy?
Cotton candy?
Not to eat it, like, right now.
Oh, does it? Genius?
Actually, it looks more like giant pink rabbit foots.
Well,
open your eyes, then.
But I've never been here before. How is it she's the smarter of the two?
Because all this on his brain is trying to get Slade.
Well, if you notice, she's more auburn. She's not actually blonde.
Look, it's... juicy.
Are you sure you don't want some cotton candy yet, Alex?
No, thank you.
Mine's pink, even.
No, I'm good.
Cody?
Have some cotton candy.
Cotton candy?
You're not going to gross him out.
I'm down.
As long as he doesn't kick over his drink. Mmm. Popcorn. You smell popcorn?
Don't touch the cotton candy.
I wonder how much the budget was for this prop.
$5.
Right? Let's go to the squeaky store.
That clown's drunk. Now you guys come back here. I'm just gonna shoot you, okay?
This way. I know where I'm going. I've never been in here before.
It looks like a blow dryer.
It's industrial. I have a lot of popcorn.
Cody, is your phone ringing?
No, that's mine.
That's James.
That one's hair looked like cotton candy.
Yeah. Forgot about that. We were high all the time.
It wasn't pot. It was LSD.
A lot of it.
And shrooms.
And ecstasy.
You know, all the fun stuff.
They're coming. Nope, they're not even breathing hard.
Aww. Jojo, no!
I think we've now officially named like three different clowns Jojo.
Oh, I know exactly which one is Binky.
Is it the little guy?
Little guy.
Yeah. We're gonna call him Hawk. We have to tell the police. We're gonna run to the police station. We're gonna tell there's a bunch of clowns
running around the hills killing people with cotton candy. I have a friend there. There's nothing psycho about that.
I have a friend at the police station. He lets me use his handcuffs.
That's a serious case of the walking parts.
At least it's musical.
That's what happens when you got a little animal stuck up your ass.
Hey, go easy on that.
That's how they make the balloon animals.
You do that all in one bite, and I swear to Lord.
Okay.
This is the commentary where children get beaten.
You know, we really need to dress up as these guys when you're for Halloween and try to walk like that. Yeah. Maybe it's the clown shoes, because you gotta buy them like 18 sizes too big, maybe that's why.
I think there's...
Well, see, Cody's going to have an unfair advantage. They would fit his feet.
Yeah. Thanks.
You know, that movie with the guy from Police Academy.
Yes, please.
You know, Wilford Brimley. Cocoon.
Yeah.
It's always good when your shoes match your outfit.
Well, then in that case, he is looking fantastic.
I love this. Oh, oh, I've been spotted. What do I do? Oh, yeah.
Use the force. These are not the bimbos you're looking for.
No, those are exactly the bimbos I'm looking for. Yeah, he's looking for some action. Ah, Bodo is Killer Clown for sexy.
Nice, thank you for translating. I've always been curious about that for all these years.
Please, but we're talking to Dave.
Yeah, just hold on a second. Bitch. They say some people are dead. Let's hear them out.
This is the smallest police station in America. Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Oh, you little fart. You hang out with the Dorenzi brothers. Clowns. I get it. Another one of their stupid stunts to sell ice cream from that goddamn truck those hoodlums run around in. Well, now I really believe this. You better go now, Dave.
What's with the giant jar of peppermints? Is that for all the kids they bust?
Probably. You want fresh that's, minty breath when you go in.
No, that's how that old fuck gets the kids into the police station.
Yeah, like a peppermint.
Would you like some candy?
Would you like some candy, little kid?
Want some candy?
You ever touch a nightstick?
I've got handcuffs.
Who wants to play with my taser?
I like how the poor kid can't even drive his own car home now. He's got to be escorted.
Well, he did smash it into the police car.
And the mailbox.
I forgot about that.
Oh, good puppet time.
Punch and Judy.
Puppet
literally. He's just wandering the park by himself.
He wasn't wandering, he was busy doing something else with Rosie there.
He can only get it up when he's alone in the bushes.
I like how their hair matches the clown hair.
Look, it's Bon Bon. Bon Bon Star Eyes.
Which is appropriate considering itself and is green with yellow stars.
This guy is great.
Does that remind you of, like, the old version of the
God, look at the candy.
I know, right?
Rocky Road, Butterfinger, Sweet Tarts.
It's in yellow.
Oh.
No.
Trident, certs. When making Bimbos into cotton candy.
Make sure you have toilet paper around your foot, too.
That was put up poorly.
Well, he is, like, you know, 98 years old. Heavy lifting is not his forte.
Debbie, just listen to me, would you?
I don't have to listen to you. You are not
jerk.
My boyfriend anymore, all right?
Boyfriend.
It doesn't change the way I feel about you, little Debbie.
Do you call her Little Debbie?
Well, you know, she is one of the creature Little Debbie snack queens.
I'll either go home or I'm going to take you back to the station and lock you up for safekeeping.
He likes to eat his Little Debbie.
He did, and then they broke up.
She found G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I love it when they...
Cody!
Strippergram! Now that's a waste of good lingerie.
Yeah, it's well preserved in the cotton candy.
Goes down smooth.
Ooh. Job of the clown.
I think that mask had the best effects on it of all the clowns.
Yeah.
Let's
stick to my guts
on. You mean chief running at the mouth?
Sure.
Well, not anymore. Now he has an official name because she's pissed.
Come on, Mike.
Yo, boy, this is great. This is just clear.
That's the plan.
Don't worry about Dave. It's those clowns you gotta worry about.
Stop calling them clowns. They're a terrible biker gang.
With much more colors.
Yeah.
Have you heard of another color?
Watch your hearing codes.
I think it's difficult to watch a movie like that, right?
Well, that's what you get for using the pump on your chair that hard.
Is that what they call it these days?
Pump on his chair.
I told you he was having issues with his Jimmy.
What are you doing in there? Pumping your chair?
Shut up, guys.
They shop like your kids.
Kinda.
Alex, who might need one of those? Ooh, look at that! Ooh, that's mine. Hey, what's this? This is Cody right here in all essence.
Binky! See, if they only knew, clowns could be defeated with shaving cream.
Right.
Makeup.
All that stuff on my arm.
It's cocaine.
Or at least lemonade. That feels good with the shaving cream.
He's been tarred and powdered.
Cotton candy? Would you like some milk? I have some.
On the mic! Yes. Mister! Stop confusing me! Please don't shoot me.
The biker gang.
That's the kind of motorcycle I want.
I thought you already owned that one.
No.
I thought you needed an upgrade with a new squeaky horn.
I could never afford that.
Well, see, now that one's JoJo.
No.
No, he doesn't know their names. That's why he won't let him ride the bike.
No
my
butt.
Name's not... JoJo's my brother.
No butt, no putt.
No one stops to look at these clowns and go, these are fucked up clowns.
Right? That's...
This is how you know it's not a real biker gang. There's a black guy in it. Not to be racist, but there's a black guy in it. Where'd it go? Right there.
This is boxing gloves.
Round one.
Fight.
Fight.
Dun 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 dun. Oh look, I just saw the zipper. I've never noticed that before. Yep. 2 points.
And that's how Rock and Sock and Robots came about. Does he sound like a video game when he laughs?
Yeah.
They all
yeah.
do.
I love to stop and look at the camera. I can't. I have ADD. What does that even mean?
No.
Going to a burger joint with your kid is much more fun if you're the winners.
I don't know.
That's just creepy.
Oh, but wait.
Peek-a-boo.
Nothing creepy about this.
And nobody else sees it but that little girl.
Well, she's like the kids.
I've got candy.
Come here, little girl.
And true parenting at its finest.
She just glanced and saw her kid's gone and didn't even... Oh, pickle.
Looks.
He's got heroin eyes. Look at him.
Squirrel.
He comes to one finger.
This does not look good.
Pedophile.
I would
pedophile.
Be,
stranger
still,
danger.
I'd still be grabbing all the candy on my way out. Fuck this.
You'd never make it to the door.
No, I really
come here, little girl.
Well, at least we know I'm safe that way.
And she doesn't see the clown and go, hey, that's creepy.
Or the teeth?
Terrible fucking parent. Well, that, he's a meth addict.
Oh, well, that explains it.
All the clowns are hooked on. The cotton candy's meth.
Look at all the people. They're all gone.
All
no more lovers at Lover's Lane. Or all the mustard you can beer.
Tasty.
Mm. Mustard beer.
Sounds gross. Yeah. Alex
depends upon what's made, which mustard it's made with.
I don't like mustard in general. Spicy Dijon.
Mmm. French beer.
Hush, you're marinating.
Look at it's a boombox.
And more of that delicious plain label beer. Domestic.
Domestic.
Damn it, they locked it. How am I going to peep that?
Damn it, it's locked. How am I supposed to join you?
It's a perfectly good Jeep with a pink spider web.
Surveyed and cut.
Mmm, that's my kind of Jeep.
Mmm, tasty. Tastes like human. Everyone knows people taste like cotton candy.
Except for kids. They make good barbecue.
Or sushi.
And old people make good.
I know those glasses. They belong to Titus.
Titus!
Just reach into the cotton candy. There could be giant spiders in there, for God's sakes.
Giant pink rubber spiders.
Clown spiders.
Johnny, stop.
On the mic.
Can't you feel it crawling?
going along your neck.
The itsy bitsy clown spider walked up Alex's leg.
Ah, you should have seen her in the Kong movie. There's a gigantic bamboo spider that freaked her out.
You guys are evil.
Now it's clown snakes, because you put that in my head. From Joe Lombardo. That's McGreed's Jeep. Bob McGreed? He was up here tonight with me and Debbie. He was taking pictures.
They got him. He's dead.
He's so sure.
Like, for sure, dude.
What do you think he's looking at?
Porn. That's why it was
just how fast you responded to that was hysterical.
Clowns are in my dressing room?
That was
I'm pretty sure she said clowns are in my dressing room.
Who is this?
Right now.
It's pranks.
Time to get drunk.
This is why we don't get to prank all of this happening, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Great supplies they have at the police station.
Handcuffs. Nightsticks,
bowling trophies.
Those are just his. He brought them from home, and he didn't even earn them.
He stole them from the other people.
They were confiscated.
Does he even have a home?
No, he lives there at the station. Problem? You got a customer.
I like his hat though now. The hat really adds to him.
Police station, Mooney here.
If he keeps wearing it, he may have a solid in with hot dog on a stick.
They took your wife away.
They invented hot dog on a stick.
Well, you don't need a police pal. You need a psychiatrist.
Right?
Myers?
You're now in
hold. I'd see if Brothers have a home comment on this.
Yes.
They put something in the water.
They put
ice cream in the water.
They put something in those fudge.
Fudgy wudgies.
So does this all happen around him and he never gets bothered?
I'm not sure. What was the question again?
Oh, I love this.
Does like all this happen around him and like none of the clowns go into the police station?
Pretty much.
I want shoes with headlights on them like this. I wonder how many miles to the gallon that car gets.
Probably better than
the clown one,
today.
Not the.
Well, yeah, because the old school gallon.
It runs on clown gas. That clown really needs to diet if he can knock a car off the road like that with just his ass.
It's Cody. He's in practice.
That clown's name is Cody. I'm going to call him Milkshake.
Cody, you're never living that one down.
Oh, no, I'm not.
His milkshake brings all the clowns to the yard.
This is what made me terrified to go in our bathroom for several weeks on end.
Oh, yeah. What, her taking her clothes off?
No, the aftermath of said thing.
I want some of this popcorn.
Spider popcorn?
Cody, shut up.
No, that's more like an inchworm popcorn.
Inchworm popcorn.
Falling.
It's inch corn.
Weep, weep, weep.
Okay, so where the clown was sitting is now like 50 people and nobody's seen the clown.
Well, he's out back.
He's working on a new technique here.
Apparently he's got skin cancer, too. Did you see the top of his head? Sprinkle the corn.
It's like mixing killer clowns with corn.
I
love that the corn.
His popcorn sure sounds like birds.
Sneak away with my popcorn bag.
Who knew that Mary Poppins' carpet bag started out as the killer clown popcorn bag?
How do you think Mary Poppins got her magic powers?
Popcorn?
She killed the clowns?
PCP.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Spider corn.
You guys are evil.
At least they don't have bamboo legs.
Who put a bird in here? Dude, I think that uniform has got to be worse than hot dog on a stick.
That's pretty bad.
Look, guys, it's Cody's first job.
I have a polka dot apron.
Look, what you do for fun is your own business.
No, I'm okay.
Ah! Eaten by the corn spiders.
It looks like he was ate by the dumpster.
It's cotton candy. We already explained that to you. Jerk.
And we're out of lube.
Sorry, it was so rough. It was a hard night.
We were out of lube.
Mooney used it all on those kids. Yes, my favorite scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Look, guys, it's Milkshake. Vernon, look!
And presto changeo.
You know what this reminds me of? Connor.
Bunny!
You remember Connor?
Yeah.
David Blaine?
No.
Oh my god. Little bunny foo foo. I love that table.
Tail is swimming
my
tail.
You know, I've tried that. And my shadow puppets look nothing like his.
Maybe it's the fact that we don't have, like, that set of fingers. That one.
He's not using his hands.
Yeah, Milkshake. Explain that one.
The trunk is, well, never mind.
I don't want to explain that to your daughter. Here you go, let's see you do that one.
Okay. No, there ain't no. If they're from outer space, how the hell do they know that image?
Well, he just did some time in the drugstore.
Internet.
No, that was the one that was.
I don't think oh, yeah. That was around in the 88 yet. That's
Jessica Rabbit. They watch that movie. Yeah. All the time. I love that the old guy's dancing with it. How do you get the eye to light up? Damn you, Mike. Go, Milkshake, go! Little known fact, all killer clowns have slinkies in their shoes. He went straight up.
Slow petting of the arms. Okay.
Heavy petting of the leg.
I don't know. I don't see him anywhere.
And Mike's going, come on, Dave. I can barely sit down.
Went straight up.
Have you?
One Baker Five. Kurt, do you read me over?
One Baker Five, this is Mooney speaking.
He is so drunk.
I'm really worried about you. Another big bad clown's got him.
Mooney, I want you to listen to me and don't say anything. I want you to call the state police and get help. There are clowns and they are killing people over.
Okay, let me get this straight. You say there are clowns and you've seen it.
That would be my first offering right there. Scary, you want to kill somebody? Take this asshole.
At least the two hooligans in jail are safe.
I'm letting that false hope, people.
Well, clown shoes. Those girls looked a lot better than the girls they had earlier.
Yeah, they've upgraded.
Killer clowns. Those are the Ramsey brothers. Get
tell them not to open the doors, which will make it hard if you're trying to warn people by going door to door. I just like fudgy wudgy bars. How long before they started twisting each other's nipples?
I give it about another 10 seconds.
It sounded like yeast.
There's no time to explain, but you have to sit here for the next 5 minutes.
No time to explain, but let me take the next 10 minutes to explain.
Right?
There's nothing more important than selling
ice cream.
There's
no one left. They won't buy your ice cream that night. Help me.
But at least take me over to Debbie's house, okay? I think she's in danger.
Yeah, you know, Debbie.
Any roommates?
Yes.
She's got two. She's got two beautiful roommates with big boobs.
They like ice cream.
They love it. What are we waiting for?
There.
See? I was off on my guess. Took more like 30 seconds.
They really seem to enjoy that, too.
Freak you, doll.
I think the word he was looking for was fuck. Fuck you, doll.
Yeah. Sadly, this isn't even the edited version. He's just that drunk.
What are you going to make of this bullshit?
Yeah, because... Now, back to Penthouse Letters.
The 9mm challenge?
That doesn't sound like any fun.
That's for women that really like it short.
Oh, look.
It's cancer noggin.
What the goddamn to do? What do we have here?
You smell like bacon.
Well, son, I think you made a big mistake. You're in Mooney's territory now.
He's got a territory?
Lars.
That's hydrochloric acid.
It would be funny if it was.
Flowers just orgasm.
Right now, you red nosed freak. So you want to bring in here, this thing?
Do you like handcuffs?
How about hide the nightstick?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want to?
Can you hula hoop? I can. Want to see? Just watch the lower half. Just lower half.
Lower. Lower.
Where do you think handcuffs would fit in that guy?
He's got very tiny wrists. See? They're so tiny they just pop right off his arms.
That's impressive.
Are you coming?
Nope, not even breathing hard.
And he's skipping.
And yet his arms were still behind him, even though the handcuffs were there.
You could get out of those handcuffs anytime you wanted?
Only when it was funny!
Duh!
Get your hands up. Is he still wet or is he just really sweaty?
James, this is us when we go to jail.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Okay.
Get in there.
Waddle, 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 waddle.
Watch the hair.
Was that necessary? Exorcist! You know how he could do that, Alex?
How?
He's part spider.
Before this night's over.
Yeah, I don't think spiders do that. More like owls.
I want this.
Dong.
That would come in handy in so many events.
You could ring my bell.
We'll be your prison bitch.
You know they shared makeup tips.
No, no, you're not getting enough black around the eyes, sweetie.
Ten seconds later, the hamper exploded.
That's what happens when Cody doesn't wash his underwear.
Or his socks. I think they get up and crawl away.
They become popcorn? Inch corn?
Yeah.
Those are those footprints you put down so you can learn how to dance?
Mm-hmm. Mambo number five, bitches.
That's how Goofy learned to dance.
I remember that episode. I guess that's how he learned to ski.
Why did he go, George? Why did he go?
Definitely not in here. Tell me about the rabbit. Nothing suspicious so far.
He just saw what the clowns could do, so why is he following a clown footprints?
Just keep watching and find out.
Because he's an idiot.
Because that's what it said in the script.
Because he's the best trained cop in Crescent Cove. Yep, just like Goofy.
Just like Goofy. Could you imagine trying to dance on it? That seems like an awful lot of combos.
And how are you going to end up walking on the wall and ceiling?
Well, he was trying to bring back breakdancing.
That's a good one.
This was the first attempt at the twerk.
Things just did not work out.
Welcome to the showroom, Gangbanger 1. Gangbanger 2.
Hmm. Looks like more of that cotton candy. I think I'll just touch it because I'm weird.
You know, when you touch the web, it alerts the spiders that you're there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sticky. Juicy.
Please let me out.
I smell like circus peanuts.
I prefer sugar-free.
He wiped his mouth because he ate some.
He's drooling because you know he wants more.
Yeah. Cotton candy's tasty.
And no one notices the circus down on the chair.
I just was in here. Where did you come from? This is the best ventriloquist dummy ever. So lifelike. Oh, is that all? Sure. Go right ahead. I love that noise. Hmm. You look taller on TV.
Go ahead. Draw.
Oh, my stuffing. Oh, my stuffing.
Don't you get
it? You're hitting me in the feathers. Take that, clown. Oh, he's made of sparkles.
Super clown.
Are you serious? Their weak spot is their nose?
Where else would it be? No clown friends, sad clown. Some people, there's some kind of creatures, things from another planet. Nothing. Nothing. Officer Mooney is dead. I know I saw him. He was killed by one of these things. She's still mad at me.
Could you send all available units immediately, please? Over.
Come on, Jack.
Just kidding.
Calm down, buddy. Help is on the way.
It'll be here tomorrow.
We can pencil you in from a week from next Tuesday.
Does that sound good? How about four? Four good for you?
Sure, fine.
Anytime between 9 and 5. 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
And there has to be someone home. If there's no one home, we can't do it. And they have to be over 18.
Is that the only clown name anyone knows in this town?
Yeah, we can
apparently
at least six different ones, no?
Well,
you remember Hidden Lake? Oh, come on, forget Hidden Lake. It has nothing to do with Hidden Lake.
Oh, we would have to be total morons to believe this clown invasion crap.
If there are killer clowns running around here, then I'm Porky Pig.
All right,
Porky. Okay,
Porky. You were saying?
Coming down.
Incoming.
I want the streamer guns.
Looks like it's a funeral procession or something.
Yeah. Big Mama Clown, coming on through. Do you think that, how much suction do you think that vacuum cleaner has? Anything has more suction than that.
Awesome.
Children driving.
Look, she had those fancy boots before they were fancy boots for this.
I think those are actually leg warmers.
That would explain more.
Because I think she's wearing like tennis shoes. Yummy!
That's what happens when you don't discard the umbilical cord right away.
When you feed the popcorn? Thank God for that Aquanet. Nobody should live in the 80s.
She backs into the hamper, but they can't get her. Oh no!
Ghoulies!
Toilet clown. I just used this on myself.
Sprinkler version. It's for the home when you just can't have enough fun.
Do you remember in the 80s there was that clown head that you put the hose in and the hair would spray on?
Debbie, it's Mike, open up.
Milkshake! That wasn't a jackhammer.
Jump, lady, jump!
Will it catch you? And this is how Milkshake met his true love. Where'd the smoke come from?
Come on, baby, it's time to party. You ready for three of us?
It's a balloon.
Balloon bubble?
A blubble.
Ooh, I like
it. I think the head on top of the ice cream truck's more scary than the other heads we've seen.
No, left!
Your other left!
Surprise, don't you know how to drive?
That's my dream car right there.
I thought that was your first car.
The Clown 5000.
Much better. Much better than the 3000.
The 5000's got power steering.
And leather reclining seats.
And room
rich
for.
Corinthian leather.
And room for 10,000 of your friends.
Help me! I'm in a balloon!
Come on! We can't lose it! I got Debbie!
I'm
yeah.
trapped in a rubber case of emotion.
Oh, that balloon car.
Look how fast that car goes, too.
Especially when you fit 50 of your friends in there.
And it's still got that much torque.
Look at the size of some of his friends. Really?
Yeah. Big dude. Not a clown car.
Move out of the way. Let the cop come by.
What's really scary is the cop car can't seem to keep up with the ice cream truck. Oh, you jerk. Barely even tapped it. Leaking noise you hear is ice cream.
Yeah, it's their bladders.
They got Debbie. Whoa. Damn it. Get in the truck, pal.
Gee, officer, I'm really sorry. I was feeling a little queasy. The mic was over the heading. They went that way, but now we lost.
Did you just pull out a condom?
Yeah, that's what he pulled up. The cop came in, took the car, and he pulled out a condom.
That's what I just thought.
License and registration.
And a condom. I love this.
He's going to ride the cop.
Ooh, tuna fish. She didn't. Armpit tuna fish.
Ooh, armpit sandwich. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Armpit egg salad. My wife never cuts the crusts off anymore. Look at his schnoz. Hey. The park's closed. I'll have to ask you to leave. Hey. Ace Frehley. Chunky Monkey. He's just Binky. Wait for it.
What are you going to do with those pies, boy?
Yes! I think he knew.
All right, who can name the flavors? Go!
Cherry.
Lemon.
Lemon. Cherry.
Help apple. Me, I'm melting!
And that's why it melted, because there was too many kinds of pies.
Cream
pie. You can't mix together that many pies.
Oh yeah, with all the
and Binky, I love this.
And a cherry on the top. Bing. Bing.
Kind of sounds like a Teletubby.
That's where Teletubbies came from.
Teletubbies are scary. As he goes into the clown car.
You guys, this is weird.
Taste it.
Look at this stuff. It's like a lot of melted ice cream. Yeah, well, it's not. Oh, shit.
My fingers are burning.
Hey, let me just wipe it on your back.
That's what he said last night, too.
Scott for the win.
I know you guys. No fooling around, stay calm, okay?
Yes, because there's four of us and only one shotgun.
Nothing creepy here.
I like the background painting.
Look, guys, Dinethorn!
Looked like they were going into a funhouse. What funhouse has friggin' gargoyles and dinosaurs painted on the wall?
The worst funhouse ever. Because clowns aren't funny.
Thanks.
Yeah, stop talking. I didn't pay you to do that.
Can we kill him?
Yeah. We didn't cast you for that.
You guys are being awful quiet.
You guys not get the point of this?
I get the point. It's just so weird. It's... I don't know what to say.
We'll talk about how weird it is. I think they need to be punished.
Oh, they will be.
Well, my dad's in our inn.
That's right. I know where you sleep.
Don't press it.
I blew her an Irish rose at bingo.
I don't know what's more disturbing, that or the fact that you went to bingo.
My mom runs it every week. Her and the rest of the Bat Flap Army.
I love you guys. Speak again. I'm going to run around and find you too. No problem. Can you handle it?
Sure you can.
They like to handle it.
The doorknob looks so weird.
This is CJ's favorite thing, and she's not even here.
She's in the bathroom.
Why does that doorknob look like a nipple?
I was just noticing that.
Those guys are like cats. They always land on their feet.
Except when they land on their heads.
Okay, you're up to your forehead and balls. What are you going to do, fellas?
That's a lot of balls. Look, ladies!
And two new ones. Oh, Jesus.
Inflatable.
Look, Cody, it's your new girlfriend!
Oh, God, no.
That's every teenage girl's room. Inflate a boobs.
Actually, not mine. Inflate a boob.
You went through the green one first.
Can you imagine having to play, like, sports with those?
Well, then you deflate them for sports and then inflate them for dates.
What happens when the ball accidentally gets you and one goes and the other... Just how awkward would that be already?
What's really bad if one pops? You fly around the room.
Are 2 feet away from each other. You really think you're going to see something different?
I saw your ass. It's great. Do you work out? Who's hungry? Me want hot dog. I wonder if the churros are ready.
Giant walking nut sack.
That's why they call him Nutso.
He's one ball.
Oh, look, it's a baby. This one feels like me.
Well, that's the dog.
She's so firm, so right, so fully packed.
Hey, anybody want something to drink out of their crazy straws?
Smells like cotton
candy.
Time
to drink.
I want that straw.
You, me, and everyone else.
Now I see why we needed the crazy straws and the red drink.
Calm down.
It all makes sense now.
I'm guessing you probably can get one offline somewhere.
I think you gotta find a straw maker. CJ goes right to the...
He's
can you?
She's checking Amazon as we speak. Order now.
We'll have it by Monday.
Buy 10, get the third clown free. They're going to eat everyone, man. Game over.
She's in the balloon behind you.
How do you know? You didn't see it.
Ow!
Do you remember those balloons that you used to punch?
The punching
balloons?
Stand back, Mike. You can't shoot, you can kill her. But just back off, alright? Now just get ready to run.
He shot Mike in the hand. The ex-boyfriend gets the chick.
Doesn't he always?
Jerk. I'm too faint.
He's the one with the cuffs.
And the nightstick.
Too late.
You right there?
Scared me. I don't know what that was.
It was clown's nuts.
Ah! It's cotton candy time!
I think I got it in Cody's butt crack.
You did! Hey.
Watch your feet!
Oh. Right between the eyes. Ain't nothing creepy about that. I love these doors. Why'd you stop? That'll do it.
You were just tongue sliding.
That was a warning shot. I said across her nose, not up it.
Oh, balloon time. Whee!
Whee! A lot of balloons.
That's what it's like when you get a hooker in Reno. Balloon time.
We made it in one eel and out the other.
Your son just threw his ball at you. Gross.
His spent wad just came flying. Come on, open the
door. Another door?
Come on, Mike.
Another door. Another door.
Another left turn.
Go to commercial, come back. You won't miss a fucking thing. Oh, dude, you threw your spent wad at your daughter.
My son spent wad.
Oh, you guys are fucked up. Expelliarmus.
Innocent bystander.
What's really bad is we both aim really bad and he'd go right up his nose.
I want so many of these tools that they have.
Binky! I love Binky's that's got spikes on it. Look at that golf club!
I was gonna say.
Sorry.
I like the hockey stick.
Couldn't hold my load.
It's stuck!
If I had a
battle axe,
if I had a nickel for every time my load got caught in a girl's hair. Sorry about what I did to your daughter.
We've come for your daughter, Chuck.
Truckin'.
Those guys had a really good time. Binky's ears wiggle.
I know. Laugh a little harder, you might fly.
Don't mock Binky. Everyone in the truck.
Our dates are in the back.
I love the clowns are all frozen in fear. Dun dun dun. Well, that can't be good.
The claws are mastered.
I have been chosen.
Run away! Run away!
It's a puppet.
Best marionette ever. What's with dildo hair? Dave, you gotta see this.
Does this not remind you of like one of the creatures from the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Oh, Razor. Razor in Torque? Taka? Isn't it Taka and Razor? Actually, it reminds me of Connor.
Yeah. Now, Connor being with the girl clown.
It's just the way he's walking.
Oh.
You know, all elusive-like. Quick, hide behind this completely...
Let's go where all the other clowns went to hide.
Oh, yeah.
No false idols! Was in that truck. The ice cream tomato C4.
He kind of, you look at the nose, it kind of looks like the dinosaur out of the third Jurassic Park.
The Spinosaur?
Yeah.
I'll make a balloon animal out of my penis.
Cody, stop picking your butt now. Bullet written right up Main Street.
Anyone else ever noticed he's never had to reload anything at all yet?
Well, that's the Magnum 10,000. I mean, Dirty Harry only had a Magnum 44, but that's the 10,000. Endless bullets.
I've never seen anal beads suck in like that before.
Well, first of all, you have to have a lot of lube on your anal beads. And you have a lot of sphincter control. I mean, a lot.
Bye-bye, Dave.
Dave looks like a doll. The worst G.I. Joe doll ever. Hot dog. On a steak.
Tent to a top.
The big top really is a big top.
Yeah.
Oh, finally the cops show up. Everyone in town is dead.
It's between 9 and 5. They got there as close as they could to 5.
It's 5:06. They're late. That means a discount on all police services.
Oh, his nails are painted.
Yeah, it's summertime pink. Wonderful color.
Disco, disco. Disco, disco.
Cisco, disco.
See, Cody, it's a pants off, dance off.
I don't think Dave made it.
I don't think a lot of people made it.
Like the whole town?
But they were pretty fireworks.
See, that's why I want that car.
Still holds up. Quite an amazing car.
Some duct tape and super glue, that car is good as new.
No shit. And with the duct tape you can buy these days, you can match it.
I'm glad I paid for the extra insurance.
Danger Dave.
Oh, let's have a threesome.
Yeah, even Mike's into it. Wow. He's still got an ice cream.
When's the last time we let you drive?
You're alive. Yeah, but I saw you guys get blown up in the ice cream truck.
Oh, that. Well, we hid in the freezer with the ice cream.
Yeah. Anybody want a dipsicle?
You and your ice cream.
What?
How are we going to pay for the truck?
Don't blame me. It was your idea.
No, it wasn't. You're the one who said we could get girls.
And here goes the nipple twisting.
Hey, listen, if it wasn't for me, you'd be a dead friend.
Oh, yeah. Well,
hey, fight.
And then go lower. Lower.
Is it supposed to be glittering?
It's glitter.
Do you think it's over?
The killer clowns turned into killer strippers.
Sure. Be their next
one. Oh, killer strippers from outer space.
Pat and Pendy, we're writing that movie now.
Yes!
And that was Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
The most messed
His name
up
was
movie
Mike
ever.
Tobacco. I never Farmer Gene Green. Distant relation to Mean Gene Green.
Right. Little girl. Ooh, Slug.
Love Slug.
Who's Slug?
He's one of the two
idiots that got
in the jail.
Ah, okay.
Genie Houdini was a clown performer.
Right there, I thought that said Mitch
Bridges. That's his stage name.
SMA West.
You
mean I'm not supposed to?
Not in front of the kids.
They gotta learn somehow.
See, Cracko! Everyone! Killer Clowns!
Bonnie Piccolo.
Rocky Capella. Gamma Hutchins.
Chief Bill Davis. Or Chef Bill Davis.
Chef Bill Davis and the caterers playing tonight.
Come on down, $3 cover charge.
And watermelon bongos and pineapple bases for everybody.
Special props by...
What do you need for special props? Okay, you go to the Dollar Tree. Get one of those things.
Clowns things. Designed by Charles Chiodo.
That guy had a seriously fucked up thing. Foam Lake. Gil, you were quite amazing.
Heather Pumphrey.
Gary Roadback.
I really want to learn to play this song.
I thought you knew how at one point. Dana Pink.
Mark Coffin.
Will Santa Cruz.
You noticed.
Jack Teep.
Don Wolf. The lesser known brother of Dick Wolf.
Magic Fillmore. County of Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz is.
There's where we gotta go. Watsonville Police Department to see that one room police station.
The Dickies!
Shakespeare.
What?
Titus wasn't even listed.
Well, you know.
He was, but he didn't go by Titus. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names used herein are fictitious. Oh, really?
Any similarity?
Mike Tobacco
is
isn't a real person. Okay, so that was clear. That was Killer Clown, so. Be honest, what did you think?
A messed up movie, and they were probably as bad as it could be.
Duh.
Well, writing it at least.
What did you think?
Final thoughts.
People who made it had drugs that were on drugs.
Their drugs were on drugs?
Yes.
And she just keeps drinking.
How's the blood taste?
Delicious.
Yay.
But the silly drink smells awful.
It does.
I'm amazed at my aim. Oh, look, it's playing again. Shall we watch it?
Can you stop?
Just say, being in the Blu-rays, are any special features? Go to the menu.
It does.
Oh my god! Yes!
God, no.
Oh, the audio commentary would be glorious.
Two deleted scenes.
Two deleted scenes?
Is the music video on there?
Bloopers.
There's bloopers?
Oh my god. Actual theatrical trailer and more.
Okay, well, we're going to cut this off and watch the bloopers. You don't need to hear the commentary for that.
Yes.
Before we cut this off, everyone, final thoughts. Damn it, go.
This is a messed up movie. That's my only takeaway.
Knock it off, go.
I don't know what to say.
He likes
Chef CJ, go.
He likes the
clown. I want more! Yes!
Scott, go.
Knock It Off is still drooling over the clown with the really big inflatable boobies.
Inflatable boobs. Patent pending.
He found his new girlfriend.
Is that going to help you get over